Okay, so the recording didn't work well today, but basically what we just said is that there's two levels of joy. One is an exterior joy that you need to do in order to break out of the sadness momentarily, but it will not solve the problem. If a guy is depressed at home, you pull him out of bed and you bring him to the park, you bring him to the amusement park, you bring him to a wedding, you bring him to on vacation, get him out of his element. Make him happy momentarily. That will not solve his problem, but that will allow you to start to solve his problem by giving him proper information that could solve his problems, that can make him look at his situation in a different light. A guy did big avirot and he feels depressed about it and he can't pick himself up. So what do? Break free from that achizav di atzut momentarily. And that's the mashal of the person dancing in the circle, but there's a guy outside the circle. That's you. It's all inside of you. You are dancing, but you are waiting. We want to bring the guy. That's good to dance at the beginning. At least you're not sad right now. But we want to bring that guy in. How do we bring him in? So here there's another way, which says over here in Yud Bet. Do you see it? Everybody has it?
Where?
I'm in Yud Bet on the book that you have over there. The first word in the line is Lav. See it over there? Lav. Now go to the end of it. Lav, lav, ve'azai. Go to the end. Vafilu shnofer, chas v'shem. You see it? Chas v'shem kom nisvekot. Even if you're going to fall, you're confused. V'yesh nifinato gdola me'od me'od. You have it, Shlomi?
No.
Here, take this.
Right. Okay, off completely.
Yeah. Right. Right. You've got the first one. That's why I said there's tinyan. There's a second one. So some people fell very low. People even think against God. The descent is the tachlit of the aliyah. Tachlit with a chaf is not tachlit with a chet. We might have read this to say the beginning of the aliyah. It's the beginning of the ascent. That's not what it says. Yirida hi tachlit adiyah. We say tachlit, you know, the tachlit of the bria, the purpose of the bria. The yirida is for a purpose of an aliyah. It is the highest aliyah. Kida, ki shoresh kol abriya hu akavod. Ki kol ma shebra kadosh baruch hu lo bira'a eda lichvodo. And how does this work? Because Rabbeinu is teaching us that we have a klal in our hands, that the reason of the creation is for Hashem's honor. Kemo shekatuv, kol hanikra bishmi v'lichvodi b'rativ. Everything I've created, bishmi, my name, l'chvodi b'rativ. I've created it for my honor. What does that mean, by the way? Does Hashem need us to honor him? He definitely does not need you to honor him. Hashem is not lacking. If you misread this, you have it, Shlomi?
I do.
If you misread this, you could think that Hashem needs something. Hashem needs nothing. The rule is Hashem needs absolutely nothing. He's without any chisaron.
So why is it for his honor?
It must be that his honor, for you to honor him, is for you.
So chesed, it gives us to be able to honor him.
Yes. And why is it? Because you see it many times. The Gemara speaks in a few places where a certain amora would ask another amora a question. It says, you're not going to figure this out until you go measure me 15 pounds of salt to the tea. And the Mefarshim said, what is that answer? Like, you're only going to figure this out if you start serving me. It says, because the problem is, you need to impress on yourself the importance of a message by physical subjugation. Like we just said before, that the face will determine the inside, right? If you're smiling, you're going to feel happy inside. If you stand up for your father, if you stand up for the tzaddik, if the Rosh Hashiva condemns, everybody stands up. What does that do? I don't know. Who's that rabbi there? I don't know, but it must be important for standing up for him. Who's that tzaddik over there? Who else then? And everybody said, Rabbi, do you need something? Can we drive you somewhere? We'll pick you up from the airport. No, I'm going to pick him up. Does he need a tea? I'm going to bring the tea. If Baba Sali would be here, and we would ask you, Shloimi, imagine Baba Sali's here. Baba Meir's here. And we need somebody to drive him for a week. Baal Shem Tov's here. Rabbeinu's here. We need a driver for a week. Would you do it?
Absolutely.
Would you do it? Okay. Would you come at the end of the week and say, okay, where's my pay?
No.
No. Why not? You just spent gas. You rented a. You rented the biggest Yukon that you could find.
I'm honored.
That's my. The reward for me is to be in his presence for that week. For you to honor the Baba Sali is for you a s'chut. But it's even more than that. Because when you stand up, then whatever he says, it becomes important. Well, he said that thing, I'm going to take that seriously. The Syrians are very strong. You should see the bracha they have and the respect for the rabbi. I was in a shul. I thought the rabbi was a gadol ador. He was a good rav, but he wasn't gadol ador. But the way they honored him was gadol ador. He's our rav. Hashem put us here. I'm in this community. Hashem made this shidduch here. This is my conduit. He's my conduit. And they gave him such a kabod. But that means that when the rav says something, Since the mechabed, when the Rav says, that's it. So then it's a way for them to gain.
Well, you establish hierarchy also like that.
And it's a way for them to gain, because he's going to tell you what the Gemara says. So if you joke around with him and you're mezuzah in him, so what the Gemara says also it's mezuzah. But if he tells you halakha and you're, wow, that halakha is serious. The kavod of Hashem is for us. The tzaddikim have to run away from kavod, you know that, right? They have to be, there's many rabbanim that they go in through the back door. They don't want people to stand up for them. It's hard. I know rabbanim, when they get up to the Torah, they say the first bracha, they zoom through the first bracha. The Birkat HaTorah, the first one, they fly it. And the second one, they say it very slow. Why? Why do they ask, why do you do that? It says, the first one, they're standing up for me, and I can't take it that people are standing up. So I want to just finish the bracha. And the second one, I'm saying it slow. Doesn't change that you have to stand up, but he has to not be very careful. That's not the truth with Hashem. Hashem can get kavod and not be affected by it. Hashem malach geut navesh. Hashem's the king, he can wear splendor. A regular guy, he should run away. But Hashem's the only one that can take kavod and doesn't hurt him, of course. And the kavod, of course, is not for him. It's for us. Hashem created the world to give, not to take. So if he created the world for his honor, it's a way for us to know him. Rabbi Sadja once told me a beautiful mashal. A guy comes in the shul and he walks into he's in some town, he's a guest. He walks in, he can't get a seat, he had a yortzeit, he didn't get an aliyah. He wanted to have a piece of cake because he has an hour walk back to the, he couldn't even get something at the kiddush, nobody told him a hi, a bye. And he went to another shul, right away, Charlie comes to say, how are you, where are you from, where are you sitting, said, over here, yeah. And the gabbai introduced him, and the rabbi went to talk to him a few minutes, and they sat him down for a kiddush, and he ate well. He comes back, wow, asuri kavod, they gave me kavod, right? The first kid, they mizanzen, these people, they have no respect. And the other place he comes back, these people are mechabedoti. Pshat is existence, kavod is existence. By mechabed you, I'm giving you existence. I'm giving you a place. I know you're here. Yes, I saw you. I'm treating you in a way that yes. So when we're mechabed Hashem, when we do everything, we're Ritzono Shel Adam Kvodo, when I do Hashem's Ratzon, I'm Mechabedim, I'm bringing him into my life. It's for me. So that's a simple Agdama without nothing to do with what we're talking about now. But Hashem created the world for Kavod. That's number one. Number two, Me'achar Shakol Nivra Bishvil Kvodo Yitbarach, Nimsa Shekvodo Yitbarach Hu Shoresh Kol Abriya. That means that if that's the purpose of the world is for Hashem's kavod, which means, of course, for you to know him, that means everything has a root in the honor in kvodo itbarach, and that means that everything can bring you close to him. A flower can bring you close to him, a mountain, a plane, a table. Everything, if you have the right Agdamot, background knowledge, you can see Hashem everywhere and you can understand something through everything. The tzaddikim are able to look at the whole world and understand Hashem through all of the differences in the Briyat, Torah Yud Zayin, Likutei Moharan. The tzaddik can know why this lion has a tail like this and this one has a tail like this. Why this bird is like this. You know, there's billions of creatures. Every fish, the tzaddik would be able to say a Torah Shlema on the fish, why it's like this, and it's going to teach you something about Hashem. So many infinite things. Now, we don't know the whole Torah, so we can't really understand everything, but somebody who knows the whole Torah, everything, will on the deepest levels, will understand. Somebody who knows these Zohar and Kitva Rizan and all the Hasidim, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, he's able to see the whole world in a different light and understand everything about Hashem through the whole world. Because if the whole world was created for you to know Hashem, so that means every part of the Bria has the ability, not only you won't know it, the tzaddik will know it, sometimes he'll teach it to you, and you'll learn it and you'll be astonished, but that will also give you the awareness when you're walking through the world that nothing is stam, nothing is haphazard, and I'm looking at everything, and the God is here, and he's controlling everything, there's ashkach, and if I would just, I know that I don't know, it's a big level to know what I don't know. Rav Kenning once told me, the Rav Zatzal, that when he was a young man, he was learning Kabbalah, already had a young man, 18 years old. He was by Rav Sharabi, Rav Mordechai Sharabi, Tzadik Yisod Olam, who was the Rosh HaMekubanim in Nachlaot, Nach Shalom in Nachlaot, today it's Rav Shmueli, and he was a Talmid by him already before the wedding, I think. It was very rare. And he had to move to Bnei Brak. And he wanted to find a new Rebbe to learn the Arizal from. So he asked him, there was a certain Rav in Bnei Brak, and he asked Rav Sharabi, can I learn by that Rav? From here we see that you don't learn by everybody. You ask somebody, you have to ask, can I learn by him? Not somebody who's teaching is allowed to be teaching. It's important what I'm saying. That today, especially in Breslev, everybody can become a mashviya, and everybody can do, and everybody can say. There's a kabbalah, there's a smicha, there is a shalshedet, there's a
order.
There's an order. Once I saw I heard that the Ravi didn't open a book of a certain mashviya in Breslev, who, from what I see, is very accepted, good mashpia, tamid racham. But the Rav wouldn't open his books. And he explained why. He says, you can't open a book from somebody who didn't have a Rav. If the person didn't have a Rav, you can't trust what he's saying. Because it's more than just what's written. Yeah, you understand what's written very good, but there's certain nuances that are not in words. You got to see it. Shimusha gedulah min muda. The, you know, being around the tzaddik, practical is more. You cannot become a surgeon if you weren't an apprentice. You got to watch the surgery. You can do surgery on souls. You got to be there for a long time and see where to cut, how not to cut. Right, doctor? It can't be just in the books. You got to be on the field. And sometimes somebody on the field can know more than somebody in the books. Right? Absolutely. I learned on the job. Yeah. It's lacking.
Yeah.
It's lacking when you have if you have both together. But that means for sure that people who are around tzaddikim, even if they're simple Jews, could be much better off than people who learned a lot who were not around tzaddikim. So he wouldn't open the book because he didn't have a Rav. Going back to the first story, he asked him, can I learn by that Rav in Bnei Brak? He said, yes, you can learn by him. Because he knows what he doesn't know. He knows what he doesn't know. That's a big statement. When you're learning Kitva Arizal, it's very complicated. At certain points, you could get to some place, and if you, I'll explain it this way, but you can mess up. Maybe this is what it means. If you know I don't understand what that means I can learn from you. Because you're never going to fool me. This I know that I don't understand, so there's nothing what I can help you with. But I'm not going to tell you something false and mix you up. That's important. So when you're going around the world, you can see the whole world, everything is... I know that I understand that this is Kavod Hashem, but it is Kavod Hashem. This drop of, this snowflake could teach me something. I don't know, but that imunah that it could teach me something is something in itself.
Kavod also comes from the liberty of not bringing kavod. If a robot stands up when the Rav comes in, there's no kavod. If a person who has a free will who stands up, there is kavod. So I understand the kavod they created the Am Yisrael and the human. But how do you see the kavod of Hashem in something that doesn't have a free will?
For you, meaning, so there's two things, right? Is I need to honor Hashem, and I just wanted to open a subject which is, like I said, not really our subject. When we say that Hashem created everything with honor, a person could make a mistake. So I just want to make it clear, the honor of Hashem is for you. That's one thing. So it's true, Robert, a robot cannot honor, but I can honor. And me by honoring, that's for me. Second, if everything is for Hashem's honor, then I can find Hashem's honor everywhere. And that means that I, the Jew that has free will, that has Hagdamot, can look at everything and see the Sechel Shebekol Davar, that's Torah Aleph in Likutei Moharan. I can see godliness everywhere, and I can get hints everywhere. And I can understand Hashem on my level from everything I see, every interaction, every ashkacha, everything I see, everything that was created, everything that's going around. Now, since I'm not fully built up, I cannot understand everything. But the fact that I know that I don't know, that's also good. I know that here I don't know, but there is something, message over here. That's fine. Now, where we're going now is a little deeper. V'afar pi ken, nimsa sheg, v'afar pi shekulo echad, al kol ze be'abriya yesh chalakim, ubikol chenek v'chenek me'abriya yesh v'chinat kavod miyuchad. Shu shosho, and it's true that the whole world is one, but you see that there are different portions of the creation. And each one has a different kavod of Hashem. I'll explain in a second. וזה בחינת בעשרה מאמרות נברא את העולם. ולא במאמר אחד יכול לברות, אלא שבשביל שכר ועונש נברא בעשר מאמרות. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says that Hashem created the world in 10 utterances. ויאמר השם, ויאמר השם, ויאמר השם, ויאמר השם. If you count it, you're going to get 10 over there. Why didn't Hashem do it with one? שכר ועונש. Okay, we have to figure out what that means. בכל מאמר, אמר יש בחינה כבוד מיוחד, שהוא שורשו. כי הכבוד הוא שורש הכל. So Hashem, with every utterance, He created, and it's a different level of the כבוד of Hashem. It's also referring to the 10 ספירות. And that means that in the world, you're going to places where are more כבוד Hashem and less. So you're right, Moshe. When you go outside and you're walking in Kotzen Luke, and you see a guy walking a dog, that's a creation of Hashem, and it's coming from one part of the creation, which is a certain kavod. You got to work a little harder to see the kavod Hashem there, but you could figure it out. Because you know, you're going to see the guy walking the dog, and it looks like the dog is in charge, because the dog's walking in front, but then you realize that the guy's holding the dog. So then you think of the Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin that says at the end of time, p'na dog, p'na kerev, that the leaders will be like dogs. What does it mean the leaders will be like dogs? So you can think, there's a pshat like that, that it looks like the dog is leading, but he's not, he's being held behind. So the rabbis today, they don't have the same koach. The Baravatim are pulling the strings from behind. The rabbi is a puppet. Some places you could have that, right? So you're walking the street and you think that, and it can help you figure out something you want in your life. I'll give you an example. Second, is you come into shul, there's more Asherat Hashina. And if there's 10 people and there's a minyan, and if you go to Israel, there's 10 levels of Israel. And if you go to Jerusalem, you feel it. Some people never want to sleep one night out of Jerusalem. Can't leave Jerusalem. And if you go to the Kotel, it's a different level of kavod. You're breathing in godliness at that place. And if you go to Thailand, there's also kavod over there. But where is that kavod coming from? And here's what something else I want to understand. Ubechano kuno amer kavod, shebikon ma'amal merubash bo kvodo yitbarach. And look at this. V'afilu ba'averot u'dvarim ra'im chas v'shalom shesham en kvodo yitbarach. B'chinat kvodi l'acher lo iten. One second. Kavod means honor. Kavod means finding Hashem through that. Even the avira is kvod Hashem, even though there's no kvod Hashem. And here's a big paradox, which I wanted to get to. And this is where we're going to give us the chizuk. That no matter what you did, it can build you and not break you. Not like most people are holding on to past and things and he did to me and parent situations and childhood and he embarrassed me. And people are holding on to things they did. They're holding on deep. And a lot of people need, therapy. And the best therapy is this. The best one. That you see that everything is for Hashem's kavod when there's averot. And there's no kavod there. The pasuk says, kvodi l'acher no etem. Pasuk in the Shai says, I will not give my honor to Acher, to another place. You will not find in the rave club with the drugs, with the znut, Kvod Hashem. There's not. That's what the Pasuk says over there. God is not there. But of course, God is there. Because God created it. God is giving life to it. God is every second created the world. The Gemara says that, Kashe b'riyato shel olam k'kriyat yamsuf. Yam Suf and creation of the world is the same thing by God. And you can ask, that sounds like two different things. Splitting the sea is big, but creating the world is much bigger, right? So the Tanya speaks, if I'm not mistaken. Says it's the same thing like this. Everybody understands in Kirat Yam Suf, when you spit the ocean, if Hashem is blowing a wind over there, the moment where you remove the the wind, so the ocean goes back down. Clear? Mm-hmm. A huge wind will split it, and now you let go of the energy that is separating them. It's the same thing with the world. Hashem didn't create the world 6,000 years ago and it's just here. He's recreating every moment. If he would remove the creating energy in every second, there is no more world. The Gemara Chazal says, you've got to thank Hashem for every breath, because every breath you are a new creation. You are recreated every second. It's not there's you. Hashem is recreating you every moment. And that means he's giving you energy every moment, and he's recreating. Even when the person is doing an Avera, Hashem is creating him at that moment, and who's giving him the life force? Hashem. And it's written that Hashem will not give his honor to that place. You will not find Hashem there. On the other hand, you have a big problem, because it says, Kon Asher barati bishmi lichvodi barati. Everything, including that place. So that's what Ben is addressing. That place, there is no kavod. Sheesh gvu na kavod shelo yitpashel sham. V'afal pi shemlo kol haaretz kivodo. Melo kol haaretz kivodo. Everything is filled with Hashem's honor. In kol ze yesh gvul shemagi alei mekomot shelo yetze nesham. V'yesh kvodi lachelotzen. V'yesh gvul lekol kavod shemlubash bo bekol ma'amar. Ma'asa ma'amot shelo yitpashel mekomot chitzunim. Aval da, you gotta know. כי אף על פי, כן, בוודאי גם הם מקבלים חיות ממנו. They're also getting their sustenance from him. ואפילו מקומות המתונפים, dirty places, disgusting things. ובתי עבודה זרה, idol worship, צריכים גם כן לקבל חיות ממנו. אגדה. So here's the חידוש. No. כי הם מקבלים מכנת מאמר סתום. שהוא בראשית מאמר סתום. שהוא קולד כל המאמרות, וכולם מקבלים חיות ממנו. וכבוד של מאמר סתום, הוא נעלם בתכלית הסתרה, it's completely hidden. ומשם מקבלים חיות, מבחינת כבוד מאמר סתום, מתגנים, אי אפשר להם לקבל חיות משם. ודין אחר לא אתן. I'm continuing quickly, רק מאמר סתום שהסתר בתכלית הסתרה, משם מקבלים חיות. ודבר הזה אי אפשר להבין, you cannot understand this. ואסור להרער בזה. You're not allowed to dwell on this too much. על כן, שאדם נופל. But that means, if you do fall, בחינת מקומות אלו, to those places, בחינת מקומות מתונפים, dirty places, ונופל לספקות, דורים בברורים גדולים, confusion, bad thoughts. אז הוא מתחיל להסתכל על עצמו. ושרחוק מאוד מכבודו ידבח. He's like, I'm so far from God's honor. ושואל ומבקש, איי, מקום כבודו, you say, where's Hashem? מאחר שרואה בעצמו שרחוק מכבודו יתברך, מאחר שנפל מקומותינו. זה עיקר תיקונו ועלייתו. Look what he says. זה עיקר תיקונו ועלייתו. That is the reparation. That is the aliyah. That is the essence. בחינת ירידה, תכלית העלייה מובא בספרים. That's what it means that the Yirida is for the purpose and aliyah. That is the aliyah. I know I went fast, but you know what he just said here? He just said like this. A person will fall to a crazy place. A person could be in, what's it, place that place there where they did the party on Simchat Torah? What's it called? Nova. The person could be in the middle of Nova with some peasant over there. Dancing like crazy. And they could have fallen off from Bnei Brak. And there's stories like that, right? And Pitom, the terrorist, comes in. And at that moment, the person says, what did I do? Why did I do this? Why did I go against Hashem? Shabbat, Simchat Torah. What a shtus. Ah, yeah. Where's Hashem? What did I do? And not only that, but you can translate this to every person where the person might have fallen to. That is the Kavod Hashem in the Avera. And it's the highest Kavod of Hashem. I'll explain more. Hashem said 9 times, Vayomer. But if you look in the Chumash, you'll count 9 times. At the beginning of Bereshit, where he's creating the world. But there's one place where we count it as Hashem spoke. But you don't see that he spoke. Bereshit bara Elohim et haShamayim v'Haaretz. It doesn't say, Vayomer Hashem, Naaseh Bereshit, let's make the beginning. Just as Bereshit v'arayrukim. It's sort of cryptic. But Hashem did speak over there, but he doesn't tell you in the Torah that he spoke. If it would have been written there by Yomer, there would be no place where God is not evident in the world. The fact that Hashem created his creating energy in the Torah that allows for the ability to further be places where Hashem is void and not, which is the Avera, which is the thing that is against Hashem. Really, it's crazy that there's something against Hashem. But there is. Hashem created it by hiding himself. But at the end of the day, that's also for his honor. So the hiding of Hashem, that Hashem created, the hiding of the Briah, the hiding of the possibility of the Avera is for his honor. But on the other hand, it's really not his honor. The Torah says this is Asr. Torah says this is Karet. Torah says this is big punishment, Chayim Mita. But it's for his honor. Now Rabbeinu said, number one, don't go here. Don't go there too much. Don't live here. You're not supposed to think about this, and you can't go there on purpose. Anybody says, I'm going to do it, Avera and Yom Kippur is going to Mechapir, it doesn't work. You cannot. I'll do Averot, Yom Kippur is coming next week. It doesn't work like that. But after the fact, where a person fell, what is he supposed to do? He's supposed to know like this. Everything Hashem does is to bring him close. Everything. And even where you made a wrong decision, Hashem created the possibility for that. And with a lot of caution, even your choice Hashem chooses for you. And this is hard to understand because it's a big contradiction. You choose or Hashem does. They could both be true at the same time. You chose, you're responsible for everything. After the fact, yeah, you chose it, but Hashem also did it. And the two opposites can be true for Hashem and not for a man. Okay, so now you went there. You were there. It's very dangerous to go there. You're never supposed to go there. Because what happens if you go there? You can just continue to be there and the person can lose two worlds. But if the person catches himself there and says, why did I do this? I shouldn't have done that. What did he just tap into? Desire. Which is the highest faculty of man. Like we spoke before. That, in a nutshell, and this, if you want to see where it's written, it's in Likutei Halachot, Arev Gimel. At the beginning, it's kedai to read it. Hashem creates the world, that you should know Him, and appreciate Him. And the best way to do that is to create a lack. Because by definition, you appreciate and want what you lack. Lacks create desire. Like we spoke, if you have people that grew up rich, they don't really appreciate it. It's normal to be rich. Person who grew up poor and he became rich, and he could even be not so rich, just has a good business. A guy grew up in a one-bedroom apartment with 10 kids, and the parents were always struggling for money, and Hashem gave him a bracha. He's so thankful that he has money. The lack created his appreciation. If Hashem would create the world, create the existence right away in heaven with no obstacles, with no veils, and you're right away with Hashem in the next world, and your name is Ivashchina, you're basking in His presence, you would almost not know what it means to be without that, and you wouldn't really have an appreciation for God.
How do angels do? They praise Hashem all day long, but they don't lack it.
That's why we say that the Jews will be higher than the angels. Yes. And they're a complete fear, but they will not ever reach the level of a Jew that came to this world. Akida, soon, Atid Hashem is going to make a mechitzah that Am Yisrael, we're going to be closer to the angels, and the angels are going to say, Ma'pan Hashem, tell us about Hashem. They're going to ask the Jew. Why? Because you were far. Because you were in this world. Because you had a body. Because you couldn't find Hashem. Where's Hashem? I know, I'm looking for Him. You're always looking, you're never going to find. You're not going to find Hashem here in this world. You'll find light, but you're not going to find Hashem. So that lack, by definition, the world, by definition, is to create a lack. And you come here, 120 years, you come to shul, you're looking for Hashem, you come to shachit, you come to shir, another gemara shir, maybe in this gemara, maybe in this mitzvah, maybe this tzedakah, maybe this rabbi, and you're always going to be in a chipus. You're always going to be looking, you're never going to be fully satisfied. You're going to have some moments where you feel, wow, I got something, but it's always lacking. To create that appreciation and desire. If that's true, So the lowest level of this world will create the highest desire. If already a person wants Hashem, no matter what, how he came to this world, if he's channeling his energy properly, if he fell and he knows how to channel that fall to a desire to Hashem, it's the highest desire. So the highest faculty is desire in the person. And this, by the way, Ma'amar Satum is Keter. It's the highest faculty by the person, the highest sphira. And so if a person would just know that whatever he went through and the lacks that he was given and the pushback that he was given, if he knows how to channel that into a scream of Ayeh, that is the closest point you can be to Hashem. Because your actions will never justify Hashem's greatness. Let's say you're the biggest tzaddik, and you learn Torah all day, and you pray all day, and you do tzedakah all day, and you're shomer habrit, and you're fixed all your character traits. Is that enough to do justice to Hashem? No, Hashem is much greater than the best you can do. A mortal, a physical person, cannot do justice to Hashem's greatness. Look at Sichot Aran Nun Alef. But the desire is much more than what you can do. So the desire is your highest faculty. So Hashem will give you situations in this world of a fall, a nefilah, to create the desire. So a person could mess up a big mess up. But if he channels that into a desire to Hashem, he's going to be in the highest place that he's ever been. Chap, it's deep, right? It's deep, but it's the highest place. Nifila tachlit aliyah. Mikon bani tshuva, filu tzadikim gomim enan umdim. Tzadik can't come to a bat tshuva, because the bat tshuva, he had from the kishkas, from the guts, a scream. And that moment there is the highest place. So if you know this, so no matter where you fell to, that thing which is giving you that tzvut, that guy that's on the outside, that guy not coming into the party, that's making you sad, that's the highest place. Like I told you last time, Trump became president because Obama made fun of him, right? You knew that?
Yeah.
I would love to see that video if somebody has that. There was a speech. If you can get them, you'd love to see them. There was in some speech, and Obama, I don't know exactly what happened, he made a comment like belittling Trump, like, what, he's just a businessman or... Like
something else, I don't remember, you made fun of him, but it was...
And so that created in him the desire to become president. That pushback, that you can't, you are not, you are, that will create the desire. And he's only president because he wanted. Because why was he president before? Because he never really wanted. And davar omen lifnei ratzon. Now how do we build your ratzon? We embarrass you. We push you down. You're not going to have Torah. It's not for you, Torah. You didn't grow up with Torah. Your parents were like this. You're not, you know, we give you a situation, we throw you all the wrong cards. And you chose, and you did, and you, who knows what. That could be the catapult, if you just know how to channel it. Now the danger is very scary, because you can get broken in a million pieces and be in the mental hospital. And that's what we see. But it's all the gift from Hashem, if you know how to channel it. And Mashiach will teach this to the whole world. And Rav Ephraim Kenning told me, teach this to the world. People need to know this. They need to know that the lowest part is the highest place. And it's, by the way, written in many places in Likutei Moran. Just got to sit on the book and study it and figure it out and understand. And hear from the Zikne Anash. But this is the Chiddush of Breslev. If the whole world would have this, there would be no problems. There would be no problems. Everybody's with a chip on his shoulder. Everybody's bitter about something. Everybody's broken about something. Everybody's upset at God. What are you upset? That's the biggest gift. Channel it into the highest aliyah. So now, if we come back to our original mashal, number one, you can't do this if you're sad. Right? So first you got to break out. Number one, those crazy breast lovers dancing there. Somebody once asked the Rav Zatzal what he thinks about the nanachs. You know the nanachs, the dancing, everybody's scared of breast love because they think that, I have somebody for your daughter. What is he, breast love? What, he's going to be dancing in the truck there? I don't want that.
Trance.
Huh?
Trance.
But, so the Rav told me that, a certain point, Yes, Nachnon. Then he heard the story. And the story was, a real story, that a certain guy was going to go commit suicide. And he was on his way, and he told the story. He was done with life. He couldn't take it anymore. And he was on the way, and the Nanachchok came. And they stopped him, and they grabbed him, and they danced with him, and they gave him a book, and they flipped him off, and they told him some good words, and gave him a sticker, you know, I don't know what they did. And he said that that moment just pulled him out of him and said, it's not so bad. And he didn't kill himself. But he was really on the way on the bridge, and they stopped. I don't know where they stopped him. They didn't know what they were doing. He says, you understand how good that is? So these nanachs, they're doing mididishtut outside. But that's going to give me a smile. I remember I was in Jerusalem, I was a bachur, I'd walk, I'd see them, I'd laugh. It's funny. And it's happy. So first step, dance. Now, if you're just going to dance all day, it's not going to work. But the first step is to dance, and afterwards, listen to this class, or learn this thing, and learn it again and again, and go to it budidut. And cry on those things that are giving you pain, and say ayi on them, and channel it into desire. And then that problem before that was making you crazy, it's inside the simcha. Because now I realize that the best thing for Trump was that Obama made him embarrassed him. The best thing for him. But for you also, and for all of us. And that's already in a Goyish world. But in your Yiddishkeit, the best thing is the pushback. So now it shouldn't be making you sad. It should be in the circle dancing with you. I'm so happy that I went through this. Because this gave me this desire, rotzen, which could eventually challenge, could be a springboard into doing great, amazing things. And most people, you should. I would love somebody to write about this or to find many, you know, proofs of this. That all the people who the worst thing for them became so hatzlachadik because of that deficiency, that setback. You can find this in a second. Can somebody just start looking for these things? Always. The difference is, did you...
In business, there's so many stories like that.
A million and one. Did you let it break you, or did you use it as a channel to build you? And so that's another way, I think, of seeing this lesson. Bezat Hashem will go to Chav Dalet, and then we're going to see the Likut HaLachot. Moshe, we have every day, 9 to 9:30. Oh, we went a little bit over today. Wow, wow, wow. No choice. Chazak Baruch.